Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide. We're privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to all the dispersed children of Israel, wherever they might be. We bring you news, political discussion, health information, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh! Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Psalm. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong, because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent, for he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance.
Live, live, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. All right, you army of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call, and this wake-up call is for the 15th of March 2018, and the title of today's sermon is The Hatred of the Truth.
We're going to start out in the book of John, chapter 8. And I'm going to read from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. Yeshua is disputing with the Judahites, basically, the Pharisees, those who follow the Talmud. Let's start off in verse 31. Now, these are some of the Judahites that say they believe him. They believed him. Well, the devil believes him too. You ever figure that? Devil knows who Yeshua is. And his minions on the earth know who he is. They want to deny him. But they believe him, okay? So he says, if you stay in my word, you are truly my taught ones. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free of what? Free of the bondage of Talmudism. And then they say, "Oh no, we're the seed of Abraham. We're already free." Well, let's go down to verse 37. I know that you are the seed of Abraham, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. What word was that? That was the word of the truth. But it doesn't have any place in them. Verse 38, I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. So these were people that were living in Judea, not the Yehudim. These are the Talmudists that he's talking to, that practice the traditions of man. And they say, oh, Abraham's our father. We're of Abraham. Blah, 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 blah. So in verse 39, Yeshua said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth. Which I heard from Elohim. Abraham did not do this. Verse 41. You do the works of your father. And they say, oh no, we have one father, Elohim. And Yeshua says in verse 42, if Elohim were your father, you would love me, for I came forth from Elohim and am here, for I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Verse 43, why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word. Because he's speaking the truth to them. Verse 44. Now the key thing is truth here, okay? We're not going to get off on the other stuff that's in here. This is about the hatred of the truth. That's what this sermon's about. verse 44 of chapter 8 of John. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Verse 45. And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Oh, boy. Verse 46. Who of you proves me wrong concerning sin? And if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? Because the truth is not in them. And that's what he says in verse 47. He who is of Elohim hears the words of Elohim. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of Elohim. They are of the fallen one. Whew. What do you say to that? And you want they the ones today that are the descendants of these very ones we're speaking of in here still hate the truth, and they still hate him. They hate him. They revile his name. Absolutely hate what he has to say. Can't stand it. And they hate those that quote his word. They hate them. They hate us. Now, we're still in the book of John. We're going to skip around. I'm going to quote a bunch of stuff. Let's go back to John chapter 3. Verse 21. While we're in the book of John, okay. 3:21, book of John. But the one doing the truth comes to the light. Okay, doing the truth. Okay. So that his works are clearly seen, that they have been wrought in Elohim. Doing, key word there, the truth. Doing it. Not just saying it, not repeating it, doing it. Oh, there's price to pay for that. Man, it gets rough out here. All the truther sites that they're taking down? Editing? Removing? Let's go to John chapter 4. Verse 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers, not the ones that are given lip service, shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. truth. For the Father also does seek such to worship him. Verse 24. Elohim is spirit, and those who worship him need to worship in spirit and truth. How do you worship in truth? You put it in your life. You exercise what you believe by doing, as it said in the other verse, doing the truth. Doing it, not talking about it. Not lip service. Doing the truth. Alright, here's a statement about John. Chapter 5, the book of John, chapter 5, verse 33. You have sent to Yohanan, that's John's name in Hebrew, and he bore witness to the truth. The truth. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 14. Verse 6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So these that hate the truth, especially hate Yeshua, Messiah. They don't even want to hear his name. They don't want to hear the name Jesus. Anything about Christianity, they hate because they are of the Father, the devil, and their father's works they wish to do. So they hate the truth, they hate Yeshua, and they hate anybody that does or believes or talks about the truth. Particularly Christian identity. And we wonder, oh, we're persecuted. Well, hey, no kidding. What do you expect from children of the devil? Chapter 14, verse 17. The spirit of the truth. Whom the world is unable to receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, for he stays with you and shall be in you. Not the world. There's so many even of Israel out there that don't know the truth. And when we tell him or her the truth, and it goes apart from their churchianity indoctrination, they hate us. They even hate their own people that are trying to help them. Chapter 15 of the book of John, verse 26. Chapter 15, verse 26. And when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the Truth, who comes from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. So the truth of the matter is Yeshua. Yahweh in the flesh is the Redeemer. And they hate that. Oh, with a passionate hatred, the naysayers and the children of the devil hate the truth. And they hate those exponentially that bring the truth. So you wonder, when you tell the truth, why it's not received. And you're a little down because your witnessing misses a lot of people. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. It's only going to reach the ones that it's supposed to reach. And the ears and hearts of the ones it's not supposed to reach, which is decided by Yahweh, not us, are closed. Their hearts are closed, their ears are closed. They have given themselves over to the world. Okay, this order of arrangement here of man, inspired by the devil, so that you wonder why it's a work of the devil. Okay, here we go. It's the Pharisees in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 16. The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 16. And they sent to him their taught ones with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true. They're buttering him up, okay? And teach the way of Elohim in truth. And it does not concern you about anyone, for you are not partial to any man. And this is about where they ask him, should we pay taxes? They're just sucking up and trying to entrap him. It didn't work. He says, give Caesar what's Caesar. Okay? But give to Elohim what is Elohim. What is Elohim's? What does he want? He wants your heart. Elohim wants your mind. He wants your devotion. He wants your worship. He wants you to walk in his ways so he can do you good and bless you. That's what Elohim wants. That's what Yahweh wants. He's not concerned with money. What does he have to buy? Oh, there are ministries you can help here. Yeah, you can donate. Hey, that, not a problem. Not a problem. Donate, because most of us that are really in the work, heavily in the word and in the work, are so poor we can't pay attention because it takes up all our time. I'm lucky because I'm on social insecurity. Not much, but I'm surviving. And I devote all my time to this work. 100%. That's what I'm about. I don't have anything worried about the world anymore. I don't care about the world. What's the world going to offer me? Really? I mean, honestly, folks, come on. What is there that I want out in the world, man? A new car? Nah. I don't even have a driver's license. I don't drive. I'm so old. Come on. I don't have time for that. He's provided me with what I need, even with the meager funds I've got. Man, I'm not looking after money. I'm not begging for donations. He's providing me with everything I need. I want your attention. I want you to listen to what I have to say. That I want. Because I'm doing what Yeshua told me to do, and that's tell the truth. It says it right here, Book of Mark, chapter 12. This is the same group of people again. Same group of people. This is a repeat of what was in Matthew, this book of Mark. Verse 14 of chapter 12. And when they came, they said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true, and it does not concern you about anyone, for you are not partial to any, but teach the way of Elohim in truth." And they knew that. Let me get a drink of coffee here for a second. It's been snowing here. It's real cold, and I got the heat on, and it dries the air out. So this is the same deal with the tax thing that they try to trap him. So this is multiple witnesses. Now let's go to the same chapter 12 of Mark, verse 32. And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one Elohim and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the being and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the ascending offerings and offerings." Okay. That's the scripture that I'm going to read today. Now I'm going to hold forth on what's going on in the world. Now we see that this truth that we're talking about, the truth that Yeshua brought us, the truth that Yahweh gave us in the Old Testament, quote unquote, the Torah and the prophets and the writings, is contrary to what is being taught, especially in churchianity today, especially in Judaism, which is Talmudism. And when one teaches or believes in or follows the truth that is given by Yahweh and Yeshua and the prophets and the writings and all the scripture and the apocryphal books, it shows you a lot of things that went on opens things up. I've been doing Jasher, and there's so much more information in there, which is backed up in regular scripture. It's truth, and it is very much hated. It is hated by these people that hate Yahweh and Yeshua because their father is the devil and their father's works they seek to do. They are not of Yahweh. They are of the fallen one. And the hatred that the fallen one had of Yahweh and the wanting to usurp his power and reign is imbued in their very DNA. And wherever that is in the world, no matter what they mix with, what they may spew out on the news media or in the pulpit, it's all meant to deceive. It is deception. It is lies. It is not the truth, because there is no truth in them. There's no truth in them. Same as there was no truth in their father, so they hate with an abiding hatred the seed line of the chosen people of Israel that tell the truth. And they masquerade as us and try to usurp our birthright. They're not going to get it done. I mean, the spirit of truth is in the world. It's coming out now, and they're going in full panic mode, and their hatred is increasing exponentially. It's following right along with their panic. They are frothing at the mouth over what's coming out about them. They're being exposed left and right. And they have a big problem coming up, folks. They're not going to get away with it. And the more and more and more and more people that are waking up just because of their actions, because of their actions, why do you think there were all those pogroms in Europe years ago? They've been kicked out of how many countries? How many times they've made all this garbage up about this holo fraud? They're locking people up for telling the truth on that, exposing it with facts, facts that can't be disputed. They ignore the issue. They try to stonewall it. And they keep on with the same old tired rhetoric. And it's been exposed as lies. And they are going absolutely bonkers trying to silence people that are telling the truth. Because they hate the truth and they hate the truthers. They hate those that shine the spotlight on the cockroaches and they scurry away. And their arguments are patently ridiculous. They can't debate. They won't debate. They don't dare debate because they are so easily exposed for the frauds that they are. They can't stand the light of the truth on them. They can't take the truth. The truth is a threat to these people, a physical threat. because the reactions down the road are not going to be pretty. When people finally understand, the bulk of the people, and they will, Yahweh will bring that about. He's doing that through this station, EFR, and others, secular or scriptural. They're combinations. There's people out there. Their anger is going to be terrible. And these creatures, the Talmudists and the Edomites, and the pedophiles, and the this, and the that, and the freaks, and the creeps, and the rest of it, their actions are so disgusting and horrifying and harmful. People are rising up, and they're wondering why these people aren't prosecuted. Why do they get to walk? What's wrong with this? Well, the people that are controlling the governments are their shills and minions. And they're going to come under the umbrella of wrath along with their masters. I mean, if you serve the devil, you're going to get his due. You're going to be consigned to the lake of fire. And with what's coming down, the way things are shaping up, you may not do real well in this world. Because the wrath of people, especially when children are harmed, you mess with kids and they're really going to come after you. Well, that's what they're doing. They've got all these pedophiles. They need to be dealt with. And if the courts and the government and the system, quote unquote, won't deal with them, then it's going to boil over into the populace, and the populace will deal with them. You know, there's lists of these people, and I hate to say it, but it's coming down the road, sports fans, where it's really going to get ugly, and these people are going to be punished by other people. If not the proper format, oh, the powers that be, we're going to take them to court, and we're going to prosecute them, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and when they don't, it's going to come to a head. It may take a long, slow process. That's the nature of our people. Long and slow and long-suffering, and they'll put up with a lot. But when they finally snap, it's going to be quick and it's going to be nasty. But these people of the adversary cannot change their ways because of their abiding hatred of the truth and the truth tellers and the truth of Yahshua as Messiah. They can't stand that. They hate him with an abiding hatred, and it is in their DNA, it's in their nature, and they can't do it any other way. They're not us. They're a complete different species of creature. Now, there are people out there that are so-called ministers. Oh, they're good Jews and they can be saved if they have the Jewish blood and they are mixed. There is no Holy Spirit there. There is no eternal life promised to them, only to Israel. Now the others may be saved from destruction if they don't outright oppose Yeshua Messiah, and they don't try to outright harm Yahweh's people of true Israel. But they are few and far between, because most of them are overwhelmed by their evil inclination, and they are going to do the works of their father, just as Yeshua said in the book of John, you are of your father the devil, and your father's works you seek to do. If it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Okay? If it looks like a devil, and it walks like a devil, and it talks like a devil, and it acts like a devil, it's probably a devil. Or a child thereof. And they have deceived many. The hearts of many have grown cold, as it says in Scripture, of our own people, and they have joined in and been deceived, and now they hate the truth too. And if they are fallen Israelites and they hate the truth, they will suffer the same fate as the Talmudists, Edomites, that hate the truth. Because if they hate the truth, they will base their life actions on that hatred. And they will try to harm. We see these thugs, the mercenaries that will harm other white people. They are in uniform. They serve their masters well. They're well-armed and vicious because they have adopted the mannerisms of the masters that they are serving. And then there are others in the police and military that are not that way, that will oppose them when the time comes. So don't write off all the police. Don't just hate cops because they're cops. There's a lot of good people still out there, but they are frustrated and stymied by those that hate the truth. And they are under control of the paycheck. But believe you me, they're biding their time, and if it kicks off, there are those that are going to get off the fence and come down on the side of right and justice. There are a lot of them out there that are just doing the best they can under a bad situation. Well, they're doing the best they can. Don't write them off. Give them time. Everything hasn't kicked off yet. It just hasn't. When it does, we will know. We will know who's who and who has decided which side of the fence to fall on. It's going to be pretty obvious by their actions. And we are going to have to base our reaction to them on their actions. We're going to have to look and see. And as I said, it's going to be ugly, because when all the law breaks down, there is no law. It's survival. And don't we have a right to survival? Don't we have that right to self-defense? And survival? Are we just to say, oh, I'm just going to lay down and whatever happens, happens? Yahweh expects us to do the work. He will give us the opportunity, but he expects us to accept this horrible phrase. And I'm going to say it, and it might offend some. PR, personal responsibility. Oh no, he said it. Oh. And I know there's a bunch of the faithful out there chuckling along with me. Oh man, Steve, you're off the rails again. Hey, I'm just trying to tell the truth here. Because the truth is the only thing that's worth anything. If I sugarcoat stuff and I water stuff down, it's only partial truth. And partial truth watered down isn't the whole truth. And we need to deal with reality here. We can't fool ourselves, and we can't be overwhelmed by fear porn. Oh, they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and they've got this weapon and that weapon, and then no weapon will prevail against us, because Yahweh's going to see to that. But we have to get ourselves right with Yahweh and get ourselves under his protection. That's the message that I try to bring each week in these sermons. All right, you've heard the truth. A lot of people have heard the truth over and over and over and over, but they're not doing anything with it. I don't want to see you guys go down. I want you guys to be with me in the kingdom. I don't want you to ignore it or try to live one foot in this world and one foot on the other side. You can't do that. You have to be completely dedicated, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. He's told you that. You got to believe him and act on what he taught us. You can't just give it lip service. You're going to have to get off your dead duff. And you're going to have to change your lifestyle. Oh, yeah, it's going to be different. Hey, I had changed mine. And I pray all the time to guide me in your will, Father, so I don't slip up and get off track. Because if I'm off track, I might say something that would be off track, and then that would be disservice to you and to his word. And I'm very fearful of that. That bothers me, and I do self-examination a lot. And I'm just not Mr. Holy, Holy, Holy. I'm just a big, rough old dude. And I'm only doing what I'm doing by his grace and his love. And he uses me like a carpenter uses a hammer. And I hammer on it. Well, I'm his hammer. What can I say? I'm a tool. All of this stuff from the Holy Spirit doesn't come from me. Comes from the Father and his word. And his word reaches out and speaks to me. Not in a voice. I'm not hearing voices. I'm not out in la-la land. But there's a way that Scripture communicates, and he opens up our minds with insight through the Holy Spirit, and it manifests itself in different ways. Different people get different gifts. I mean, it's hard telling what he's going to bless you with. But he will bless you if you're willing and you're willing to be one of his and willing worker, and you're going to work in the harvest, he's going to bless you. I'm not like Joel Osteen says, oh, you'll be rich. You'll be rich in spirit, because the stuff of this world is hay and stubble, and it's all going to burn up. You don't need gazillions of dollars, and we certainly don't have it. But we do have joy in the Holy Spirit. Like, we've got Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread coming up, and that's going to be a joyous time. And I'm going to go. I go every year. I don't miss. It's a commanded feast, and it's a great time to fellowship and get moral support and just happiness just from being around people that believe like you do. Believe me, you don't know what you're missing if you don't keep the feast. If you're going to keep it at your house, which you can, Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover, you keep it home. You don't have to go someplace. Now, that's Tabernacles. You got to go out. Even if you put something up in your backyard and stay outside of your house, you're keeping it, okay? I don't expect you to go out in the wilderness, but we meet twice a year down at this one campground where we can fish and we can do this and we can talk and we can have fellowship and cook out and everybody eats the meals together and prays. And oh, it's wonderful. But even if you invite some of your friends over to eat the Passover meal with you, that's being observant. And you keep the unleavened bread, you clean all the leaven out of your houses, get rid of everything that's leavened, that's yeast, okay, bread, cookies, crackers, anything with leaven in it. You need to read the ingredients on your stuff. Get it out of the house. Throw it away. Don't set it aside to bring back in later. Nope, that's not the way to do it. Well, I'm down. I have about 8 minutes here or less until the top of the